from the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the long-lost musical The Golden Apple gets some polish. We'll start with an unusual look at education from the stage of a poetry slam. The slam was at the John F. Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
Her name is Natesia Ross. She's from Tyler, Texas. Y'all give it up for Natesia Ross, y'all.
Natesia was one of the winners of a nationwide poetry competition about the challenges that students face as they try to graduate from high school. As part of the KERA Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas talks with this college sophomore about her own road to high school graduation.
Natesia Ross's preferred medium as an artist is slam poetry, the realm of late-night competitions, heavy on the social commentary and politics.
Tell me how every positive change that has occurred was because the youth demanded their voices to be heard.
Her poem, called Teach Me, was addressed to all high school teachers. It had the urgency and anger of someone craving an education but feeling unsafe in dilapidated classrooms reading out of shabby, outdated textbooks.
Teach me about how Sally had two apples and had three mouths to feed and how difficult that could be with a person who could not bring home a consistent salary. Teach me about chemistry. How nations can disagree, but there is a way for us to live in harmony. Teach me about the beauty of every language.
Natesia is now a college sophomore. The problem of teenagers giving up and dropping out was very real for her at Robert E. Lee High School in Tyler, Texas.
You all make plans, this is what we're going to do together, and to see someone kind of say, I'm going to take a different route, it's kind of heartbreaking.
Some got pregnant, some had trouble with the law, some didn't see much value in what they did at school and got sick of spending all day sitting in chairs, being lectured at. She often felt like her teachers didn't believe that she and her economically disadvantaged friends would amount to much and gave them less than kids from richer neighborhoods.
Why wouldn't you believe your teacher? Because your teacher's supposed to be teaching you the truth.
She learned to speak her mind through poetry in grade school when she wrote a poem called I Am a Child Without a Dad. Slam poetry isn't for everyone, but Natesia was a natural and her mom encouraged her to write more.
When anyone really tells you your poetry or anything that you're doing is good, then you want to keep doing it.
This was the largest audience the 19-year-old had ever performed for. The Poetry Slam competition was designed to remind people at the Kennedy Center and across the country that while the dropout rate has mostly fallen off the public's radar, there are still hundreds of thousands of kids struggling to get a diploma. Officially, about 90% of high school students in Texas graduate now, although there's wide variety by race, family income, disability, and English proficiency.
Teach me! Because I have a desire to learn. And you may have to step out of your role because my generation may not be receiving what we need from home, so you may have to teach him how to be a man and teach her how to be a woman. Because the only way we can successfully lead is if you teach. So teach. Teach me. Thank you.
Natesia Ross studies radio and television at Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches. The KERA Yearbook is part of the American Graduate Initiative, a national public media effort to take on the dropout problem. Each year, the series, known as TED Talks, receives 10,000 speaker recommendations, all vying for 70 coveted spots on stage. Today on Think Dallas Native and TED's Director of Content, Kelly Stetzel, talked to Chris Boyd about what she looks for in a speaker.
I think that when people are really passionate about what they do, that that's really important, that they really know their material and it has deep substance and that they also really care about it. We're not necessarily looking for a polished talk. We want someone to be prepared and to come up and know what they're going to communicate and how they plan to communicate it. But there are so many different styles you see, and you can sometimes tell that people are shy or maybe haven't spoken a lot publicly, but that's also okay. As long as it's authentic and they really care about what they're sharing, then they can communicate it really well.
There's a TED event this weekend in Dallas. TEDxSMU will be all day Saturday at City Performance Hall. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Now to a different kind of stage. Lyric Stage in Irving is dedicated to preserving the American musical, whether that means premiering new ones or rediscovering classics. The company's latest is The Golden Apple. KERA's Shelley Canavy got a taste of why this show got the Lyric Stage treatment.
The Golden Apple was the first off-Broadway show in history to win the New York Drama Critics Circle's Best Musical Award. The show is a retelling of the Iliad and the Odyssey, set in Washington State after the Spanish-American War. It opened in 1954, and after earning raves and awards, it moved to Broadway, where it closed after only 4 months. Perhaps it was because the producers changed the ending to something more splashy for Broadway. Whatever the reason it closed, The Golden Apple still developed a cult following, mostly for its score, which includes the standard Lazy Afternoon.
It's so lazy afternoon, and the families is reaping in the meadow, cows are sleeping.
The Golden Apple was also hailed for its groundbreaking, delicate sets designed by William and Jean Eckhart. The husband and wife team went on to design Broadway hits like Mame, and then had a second career teaching at SMU. Now, Lyric Stage has revived the show with the original ending and the original orchestration, which has never been done before. Susanna Maras-Tarjan, daughter of the show's composer, Jerome Maras, is excited to see a fleshed-out revival.
For me, it's very thrilling. My father, of course, would be thrilled. There have been many productions over the years, but never one with the full complement of 43 cast members and the full 36 orchestra members. So it's quite different and more marvelous to hear it that way than with two pianos.
She says it's a difficult show to produce.
It's a very big show. It's really an opera. My father called it an opera for Broadway.
In fact, it was one of the first sung-through musicals, a musical with only songs and no spoken dialogue, like Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats. Lyric Stage's musical director and conductor, Jay Viege, even calls it the Great American Opera.
Like good art, it functions on so many different levels simultaneously, and it's extremely deep. It's thought-provoking, and it leaves you questioning a lot of things about your own life, which I think any great piece of art does.
Director Stefan Novinsky thinks Lyric Stage's reconstructions of original Broadway musicals adds an extra dimension for audiences seeing and hearing them.
If you can hear a show like Lyric Stage does with the original orchestrations and the full orchestra, you're getting it in Technicolor. And if you haven't had a chance to hear it like that, you haven't quite heard the original piece.
Novinsky also thinks Maras, the Golden Apple's composer, and John Latouche, the lyricist, were ahead of their time. Perhaps that's why the show didn't succeed on Broadway in a big way. Novinsky points out, when Ulysses the veteran returns to his small town, there's no rosy musical comedy ending.
That's gutsy, but that's more honest. How does Penelope welcome Ulysses back? They say, well, here it is, and they let it sit. But it's gutsy. You don't end a musical on two people on stage. That's it. What? And no big fancy curtain call either. Shocking.
I'm Shelley Canavy, KERA News.
Lyric Stage's production of The Golden Apple plays at the Irving Arts Center through Sunday. You can see a collection of reviews at artinseek.org. For the evening, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance for showers at a cool low near 54. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 67. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 41. And 70 degrees in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth, 70 in Tyler, and 75 in Wichita Falls. I'm Justin Martin. This is the KERA Newsroom.